undernourished in ways of spiritual enlightenment or a glimpse of heaven. Again, I'm writing about these matters because I believe we're close to the wave of love that so many channels are discussing. Let me bring forward what channels have said about lightworkers' role after the wave of love has swept across the earth. Consider this conversation from 2014, Blossom Goodchild. Why would it be then that many would need the help of those who are in the know about what is going on? Why would they need help if everything in the garden is suddenly rosy? Federation of Light, because, Blossom, the lives of many, many souls on your planet have been undernourished in ways of spiritual enlightenment. A change in atmosphere, literally, along with a shift so big that nothing has taken place in this way before, shall leave many reeling and not able to comprehend what has happened. Blossom, so those who are awake will be able to comprehend, will they? Federation of Light, indeed, this is the role that many are waiting for. This is when the envelope shall be received and understood. Blossom, so to clarify, not everyone gets envelopes. Federation of Light, correct, for they have chosen to remain imprisoned in their minds. Blossom, so their envelopes get returned to sender? Federation of Light, for some, yet not many. A way to describe it in the best way we can would be that those who received envelopes transition into a higher placement of themselves, as if almost literally a glow of light will be emanating from their beings. Wait a minute. Didn't Ascended Master Bain Saduno use that exact analogy? Yes, here it is. Bain Saduno, a new wave is coming from out of the cosmic space, the wave of divine love. It is also called the wave of fire. This wave has powerful vibrations which not every human being can endure. Those who are ready to withstand the vibrations of this wave and assimilate them will become luminous. Are we ready to become luminous? Perhaps a little conspicuous. I hear you saying, me become luminous? You have to realize that the you that will be here then is not the you that is here now. It'll have been through what Michael once called the car wash. You'll be like brand new emotionally. You won't regress your age as with a medbed, but if you then exist in the love that awaits us on the seventh dimension, where Gaia is headed, considerations like age will not arise. Considerations, period, would not arise. Only love would arise. That much I know. They will, quotation marks, transition into a higher placement of themselves. We have to use words like higher. They're metaphorical, except insofar as the vibrational frequency is indeed higher. These higher domains are higher in morality, manifesting ability, travel speed, every parameter you can think of. So a higher placement of ourselves is higher in every way. Not only are lightworkers invited to experience that through the wave of love, but they're invited to reassure others who won't know what just happened. I think that means that when the wave of love hits, enjoy, enjoy, and then afterwards, consider making yourself available to those who don't know what just happened. That may be online, on a Zoom call, lecturing at your local library, whatever the milieu. But help with the task of reassuring a happy but confused world that we've just been given a glimpse of heaven. Nothing to worry about here.